Hello, I'm William Broom.
And I'm Barry Mackay.
And welcome to It's Time, the show where we look at the top 10 singles from this week, from one specific year between 1965 and 1985, using the Australian National Charts as compiled by David Kent and his Kent Music Report. Today we're having a look at the top 10 singles from this week in 1975.
And coming up on today's show, we've got the Bay City Rollers, Alice Cooper, Sherbet, ABBA, and a number one single by an American duo.
Peaking at number 10 this week is one of my favourite Australian groups. It's AC/DC and High Voltage. Australian rockers AC/DC with High Voltage there at number 10 in the Australian charts this week back in September 1975. That was the title track to their debut Australian album of the same name. Brothers Angus and Malcolm Young claim they developed the idea for the band's name after seeing the acronym AC/DC on the back of a sewing machine owned by their sister Margaret. It was only after their first gig in 1973 that a taxi driver told them that AC/DC is a slang term for bisexuality. The band still claim to this day they had no idea. From your land of endless sunshine. Let's take a look now at an Australian singer outside the top 10, this week back in September 1975. He was not only a teen idol, but also a soap star. Here he is, Marty Roan at number 24 in the Australian charts with Denim and Lace. Marty Roan and Denim and Lace, a song which went on to peak at number 8 later in 1975. He began his career in a band called the Soul Agents in the 1960s, before moving into acting, where he worked both in live theatre with Godspell and on television in the soapies Number 96 and The Class of 75. Oh, ho, ho, it's my... Rocketing up the charts this week to number 8 and peaking at number 2 later in the same year. It's the Bay City Rollers and Give a Little Love. Probably the biggest teeny bopper sensation of 1975. That's the Scottish group the Bay City Rollers and Give a Little Love at number 8 this week. The song was their second single in Australia following the success of Bye Bye Baby, which got to number 1 earlier in the same year. Well, you might remember the band for their tartan outfits. Well, they certainly caused a stir in the UK with thousands of girls going to their concerts and many of them fainting. And they toured Australia in 1976 to the same scenes of mass hysteria. The Black Widow.
Alice Cooper was born Vincent Furnier, and his grandfather was an ordained apostle of the Church of Jesus Christ.